Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, 2025. Let's start with the question. What's the difference between doing whatever it takes not to die versus doing whatever it takes to live? The first goal is driven by fear. The second, by lack of it. In this age of social media, death has become relational. Fear of social death via isolation from others. In other words, fear of missing out. Fear of missing out on what others have or do. We've met the enemy, and it is FOMO. FOMO fear is driven by slavery to serving ourselves. Social media kindles it, but it is ancient, dating back to the Greek philosopher Epicurus, who taught, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die." Before you die, do whatever you can not to miss out on whatever makes you happy, though. Paul quoted this sad philosophy while teaching the Corinthians about finding eternal happiness by imitating how Christ rose from the dead. Through the Corinthians, he asks us the question he must have asked himself whenever times got tough. If at Ephesus I fought with beasts, so to speak, what benefit was it to me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That's Paul from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. FOMO blinds us to the fact that service to others is the real self-service, the self that is in Christ, the self that is in God. Paul also taught that our God became flesh, so we who are flesh wouldn't miss out on recognizing the divinity within us called empathy. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested, Paul says in Hebrews chapter 2. Through the miraculous presentation of Jesus, the Holy Spirit helps us empathize with Simeon, who was inspired to recognize Jesus in our Savior's very first stage of life. And when he did, his own FOMO was vanquished. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. That's Luke chapter 2. Simeon's fear of missing out on the guarantee of humanity's future was vanquished because he witnessed the meaning of God's incarnation. His cure for FOMO is now prescribed by 21st century clinical psychologists, although they may not recognize its divine source as Simeon did. Instead of being afraid to miss out on what others are enjoying before you die, they suggest, take joy in their joy and help them amplify it. Try not to be jealous and instead be grateful that your friends have people who care about them and know that the same is true for you, encourages clinical health psychologist Amy Sullivan, psychologist with the Cleveland Clinic. Whether she knows it or not, Dr. Sullivan has revealed the core of Christian courage. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's how Matthew quoted Jesus in chapter 16 of his gospel. Losing one's life for Christ's sake doesn't have to mean death. It could mean trading fear of missing out on life for the joy of discovering Christ living among us. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.